Password. It's Super Password. Our special guest this week, from Dallas, Jenny Lee Harrison and Marty Cohen. And the star of Super Password, Bert Cronby.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. I thank you very much. What a small but sturdy group we have here today. Wow. By golly. I thank you all for tuning us in. It's lovely to have you at home with us. Lovely to have both of you with us. Sometimes I like it when the house is not huge, because it's kind of fun. You know, have you ever performed in a theater? You probably have.
I've done this many times. I performed in places where there were three or four more people than this.
Yes,
which
really
makes, what, nine? So.
No, it's bigger than that out there. I don't know. Instead of our usual 1,500, we have about, what, 700, 800 people
700.
Here today? Yeah, about like that, something like
that. They sound like 700, 800.
That's for sure, as a matter of fact.
They're good.
Tell me something I don't know. Tell me what's going on in your life.
Well, gosh golly, I'm just working a lot, doing a lot of nightclub dates.
Yeah.
In fact, next week I'll be in Detroit at a comedy club. Actually, in Berkeley, Michigan. I'll be in Berkeley, Michigan.
Berkeley, Michigan.
And the week after that, I'll be in Portland, Oregon. And then I'm going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina, and then Richmond, Virginia.
You do
and then
move
Virginia
around.
Beach, Virginia. Well, they're looking for me, and I keep running. I'm going to be all over the place. San Jose and Austin and Houston. I'm going to be out for about 10 straight weeks.
Oh, that's
but
great.
Marty, come on. Tell them what's really important in your life. Tell them what's happening.
I'm pregnant.
No, he can't.
Just about?
Just
no, we're just waiting for our baby, yes.
Yeah, yes,
it's
any second.
That's true, yes.
That's true.
We're a little nervous about that.
Yes, well, I can understand why you would be. It's a very exciting time.
It is exciting.
Are you expecting anything that we should know about?
Like my baby?
No, I didn't. I didn't mean to throw you a curve there. I thought maybe you would jump in there. You had something that was...
Oh, I'm going. I don't even have a guy. I mean, you know.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Send in your cards
and
letters.
Look at the hands go up here.
A lot of hands out here. Show of hands. Gee, they're coming in off the street now. Look at
the colonel
put his hand up.
No, I'm just busy working away, having a great time.
Well, that's good.
It's sick.
Get it while you can.
What show are you in?
Dallas. She's on Dallas, as you know. And let's meet your partner, shall we? Please come on in, Christy and Howie. Just keep talking.
Just don't watch anything that's not on this network.
Christy and Howie are here. Christy is our challenger. Howie is our champion. We'll start with Christy first, please.
Hi, Bert.
Hi.
My name is Christy Vance. I'm a native Southern Californian. But in September, I'll be moving to Washington, where I'll be attending the Cornish Institute in Seattle.
Really?
What are you going to be studying?
It's a performing arts school.
How nice. What's it called?
The Cornish Institute. It doesn't have anything to do with game hens. It's just regular.
I was thinking more along the lines of Rolls Royce, but that's okay. Cornish Institute, huh?
Seattle, Washington, that's right.
Okay, or is that Corniche? It's something like that, isn't it? Yes, well, come on, you know, close is better than not at all. Well, good luck to you. That's wonderful. And Howie Wallfish is here too, Christy.
Oh, no.
You knew that.
Ask him one question for me.
What question?
Ask him how far he had to chase the guy to get that coat. Just ask him. I want to know. Goodness gracious. I can't look. I'm afraid my contacts will shatter.
Howie Wallfish is our champion. Don't mess with him. He has $3,000 at the moment. Sorry. All right. Howie, lay it on us, please, sir.
The coat came from a guy named Murray in Encino. And,
it's my uncle.
This is what I wanted to tell you is, everyone is always talking about their little kids. Everybody that comes on the show has kids or they're married. I'm not married, and I don't have any kids. But I have a beautiful little niece, 2 and like 3 months. She's gorgeous and stunning, and I have a picture of her taped to my heart for good luck.
Let's see that. Did you see
that? I didn't
that?
Have a pocket, so the guy gave me some electrical tape.
Can we see the picture at least?
Oh, yeah, sure. I've
never seen a guy take credit for his niece before.
Well, that's all right.
Oh,
you have to take it up.
Let
me see.
Oh.
Oh, my. Okay, where should we take that? Would you like to do that here?
Obviously not from your family,
right here.
Howie.
She's beautiful.
Obviously no relation to this mug over here, huh?
Okay, well,
so mean.
What's her
lovely.
Name, Molly?
Her name's Rachel Melissa.
Rachel Melissa. Rachel's beautiful.
And
you might have one.
I'm going to
have one. I said it was going to be a girl. All right, let's go, shall we? Where the heck are we here? We're the $200 puzzle. That's where we are. And Christy is leading with $100. And off we go. We're playing for the cash reward, which is worth $2,000. And the end game is worth $20,000. A lot of money over there, gang. Off we go. First word, please. Howie and Christy giving the clues. And here we are. Everybody at home has the word. Howie, please.
Perspiring.
Sweating.
That's it. Well, let's put it on the board then, shall we? We have sweating up there, Marty. What could that be?
Is it aerobics?
Is it aerobics? What is that, the Irish version of it?
Aerobics, that's correct.
I see. Why, I wasn't sure what that was. Here we go, next word, please. There it is. Howie, please, if you will, sir.
Sandals.
Slippers.
Wrong. Christy?
Tennis shoes.
Yes. Very nice. See how easy that was. All right, we have sweating shoes. What could that be, Jenny?
Jogging.
Is it jogging? No, it's not. It's so cute. You looked at me and you said, jogging. Perfect. Here we go. Next word, please. All right, Christy.
Hammer. Nail.
Okay. Howie.
Blacksmith.
Pounding.
Okay. Christy.
Instrument.
This thing.
Thank you. Fourth and final clue.
Tool.
Anvil?
Yes. This thing.
This thing.
You were right. You were absolutely right. On the board, we have sweating shoes and anvil, sir.
Nike. I don't know.
Oh, no. Is it Nike?
Sweating shoes and anvil.
Okay. Everybody, do you know what it is?
Yes. Oh, of course I know.
Of course you know what it is. Christy knows. You know, don't you, Howie Wallfish?
I have an idea.
All right, here we go. Next word, please. Aha. Howie?
Greenwich
Village.
Yes, very good clue. Sweating, shoes, anvil, and village.
I have no idea.
Oh, my. All right, one more word to go. Your partner knows, so don't worry. Here we go. Next word, please.
Village.
Howie?
Employee.
Worker.
Yes, exactly right. That's good, Marty. All right, there it all is for you. Sweating, shoes, anvil, village, and worker. Marty?
Oh, is it a blacksmith?
Is it a blacksmith? Yes! Under the village. All that stuff. The village smithy stands. Okay, you're absolutely right. Howie has $200 and Christy has $100. It is time for the magic toaster. Marty, it's your turn.
Blacksmith!
No, not yet. Not yet. The cash word's worth $2,000. So the folks at home with the cash word is. And we are ready for clue number one. You have three clues, as you know, Howie. Here you go.
Minor.
Teenager.
All right, clue number two.
Pursuit.
Chase.
All right, third and final clue.
Game.
Life.
Oh, you'll hate yourself because he said, I think the first clue you give
back a minor. Yes,
the first clue I think maybe.
I can't. No, it's my fault.
I threw him off a little bit, but
what would you have given for first? I don't know.
Pursuit game, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. You got there. Minor. You had the clues. Trivial Pursuit was a very good way to go. The crash word will now be worth $3,000 with the score 200 for Howie and 100 for Christy. We'll change partners and break away for commercial. Come back. We are playing for $20,000. Somebody's going to get it. Oh, somebody's going to play for it. We're back. Are you okay?
Sure, I like it when you tell me dirty jokes during the break.
I did not. Yeah, I told him a joke just as you were coming back and he had a mouth full of water.
Yeah.
Could have done a spit take. Okay, $300 puzzle coming your way. Howie is in the lead at the moment with $200 and Christy, you have $100. This is the $300 puzzle heading our way towards $20,000 over there. So, Jenny Lee, Marty, get ready. Here comes your first word. Show the folks at home what it is. And Marty, lead us off, please, sir.
Splish.
Splash.
That's it.
Excuse me.
We have Splash on the board, Christy.
Tom Hanks.
Is it Tom Hanks? Very good guess.
That was a good guess.
Very good. Next word, please. Coming your way now. Marty.
Brooke.
Shields.
That's it. Okay. Splash and Shields. Christy.
Fender.
Is it Fender? Good guess. Next word, please. All right, Marty.
Smack.
Hit.
Yes. Haven't gotten in there yet, have you? All right, we have Splash, Shields, and Hit. Christy, what could it be?
Guard.
Is it Guard? Splash, Shields, and Hit. Okay. Next word, please. Marty?
Hawaiian.
Islands?
All right, Jenny Lee, you get a chance, finally.
Atmosphere.
Tropical?
Yes. Very nice, very nice. Splash, Shields, Hit, and Tropical. Howie Walfish for the game.
Could it be Blue Lagoon?
Is it Blue Lagoon? You bet. Very nice, not bad. Film. Howie Walfish strikes again. Congratulations to Howie Walfish, and we have to say goodbye to Christy. And I'm sorry, Christy, you only won $100,
that's
but
okay.
Gene will have something nice for you. I thank you for
thank
being
you.
With us. Good luck to you. We'll be right back to play for $20,000 after this message. Here you go.
You can do this.
You can
I
do it.
Believe in you.
No, you don't. Don't go away. We're back. We are back. We are back. We are back and ready to go. Howie Walfish is here for the third time. Howie Walfish is going to win lots of money. Right, big guy?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you know how we do this, Jenny Lee. You know that, of course. 10 words, Howie, beginning with B and continuing through K. B through K. Every one you get right, I'll give you $100. And if you get them all, I'll give you $20,000. All right? Okay. Jenny Lee, 60 seconds is what you have. Want to see your first word up there?
Can I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't say anything yet. Here comes a little peek, a little preview
okay.
for you. Okay, oh, got
great.
It?
Thanks.
All right. Good luck to you, Howie Walfish. Ready? And go.
Shoes.
Boots. C.
Eggs. Eat.
Cheese.
Eggs. Fish. Pass.
D.
Sleep.
Dream.
E.
Fast. Pass.
F.
Snow.
Fall.
Ice.
Freeze.
Dew.
Frost.
G.
Razor. Kind.
Gillette.
H.
Net. Kind.
Hair.
Net.
Oh, hazelnut.
Hey,
hazel.
I.
Smell. Stick.
Incense.
J.
Hope.
Oh.
Like that C. What's that C? What's
caviar.
C was caviar. Fish. Eggs.
Fish eggs. Was that was
yeah,
I wrong?
Yeah.
No, no,
that right
I should absolutely
know.
Right.
I should have known.
Of course, absolutely.
Fish, I didn't know what else. What
I
else can you say?
Fish this eggs. Game.
It is fish eggs. Russian, beluga maybe.
Beluga
would have been
Rome
expensive
egg.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But you said the right word. You said fish eggs. Fish eggs are definitely a. Caviar, no
yes.
question about it.
No doubt.
You got six. Six out of ten is not so bad. You now have $4,100. The next time, Super Passer will be worth $5,000 more or $25,000. And you can come back and play that too, you know.
All right.
We'll come back too in just a moment. We did fine.
We did good. It's fun.
Oh, easy, easy.
Next. And you were saying not. I thought you were saying next.
You like that song?
I like that song.
Hello there. Well, Howie, you're still here, And as long as you're still here, you've got a chance to get the big one over there. The idea is to stick around, right? You've been
exactly
over there three times now? Is that correct?
Three times.
Yeah, all right. You can still go two more times, We have $25,000 over there at the moment waiting. And here's Gail. She's going to try and grab it away from you. Come on in, Gail, won't you please? Oh, Gail, I'm sorry. It's Gail.
Yes.
Forgive me.
That's okay.
I read quickly.
Everybody does that.
I read it wrong, Gay. Tell me about yourself, please.
My name's Gay Kruger Lashley. I'm originally from Greenwich, Connecticut. I've been living in Southern California for about 13 years. I'm an image consultant, and I have a very successful direct sales business. And I live in North Hollywood with my incredibly hunky husband.
Mercy.
An image consultant.
Yes, yes.
Please explain that just a little bit.
Well, basically what I do is I help people find what's the best image for their personality, and I find the right colors of makeup for them, clothes, and
you know,
it's your image, darling.
You mean clothes, hair,
colors, everything.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Is this good on me?
No.
Oh.
See, if you don't ask, you notice I never said a word.
And once again, I'll be stuttering a lot.
No doubt.
Here we go.
Oh, she's making it nice now. Look, make it nice.
That's okay. Nice. Here we go. $100 puzzle, gang. Jenny Lee and Marty giving the clues. Here comes the first word. If you're ready, everybody at home is going to get it right now. And they have it. Marty, lead us off with Gay, please.
Tacky.
No.
It's close.
Jenny Lee, he said tacky.
Tacky?
Yes, sir.
And what did Gay say?
She said,
ugh.
A lot of breathing. That's all she did.
Tacky, he said.
That's what she said, right?
Planty.
Wait a minute. They're looking now. It's under P, guys.
Well, the judge is looking. We give you the brief initiation of...
Not a word. Sorry about that. Okay, moving back over to this side, Marty.
Degenerate.
Degenerate.
Degenerate, baby.
Yeah. Okay. We're really rolling now. Here's the fourth and final clue, Jenny Lee.
Tacky.
Rude? No.
I liked my word.
The word that kept coming to mind, I kept thinking threadbare.
You know, I was going to say thorny.
No.
But
shoddy. Shoddy's a very good word.
Shoddy.
Where is
seedy?
Seedy.
Seedy.
Put it on the board, please, and nobody guesses.
Oh, good.
I like planty.
We don't have to guess it.
Planty was my favorite, though.
Planty
for seedy is an excellent.
Honestly, I didn't make up words.
Here we go. Next word.
Yeah, nobody ever told you the rules, did they?
There it is, Marty.
Prestidigitation.
Magician.
Yeah.
Magic.
Form of the word.
Magic.
Yes. I did Jerry Lewis. We have seedy magic.
Germination?
Is it germination?
It was germination, I know.
All right.
Germination.
Okay, next word, please. It's in the air today. This is Looney Tunes this week. I don't know what it is. Marty? Oh, it's Marty, of course. What am I saying?
Hausfrau.
Let's see their fingers work that one over. You'll allow that, right? Absolutely. Hausfrau. Okay. Well, I don't understand why you didn't get that, Gay.
That's one of the great clues of all time.
Great clue.
Check the tape.
He said Hausfrau.
Hausfrau.
Yes. Jenny Lee, it's your turn.
Is that a word? Is that like planty?
Don't ignore him. Just go ahead and you could take a word for yourself.
Goldilocks.
Fairy tale?
Marty?
Stepsisters.
Character.
Oh, it's an excellent clue.
Fourth
and final clue.
Girl.
Cinderella.
Yes.
It was an excellent clue. I know it.
It was.
Seedy, magic, and Cinderella. Howie?
Pumpkin.
Is it pumpkin? You bet. Coach and fruit. Yes, he did. Okay. All right. Now, what did you say? You said mad stepsisters was a very good clue. That's why
that
I said
not
that.
A bad clue.
Absolutely perfect clue.
Hausfrau was kind of loud.
Hausfrau was not so hot. Okay.
Hausfrau.
Hausfrau is a German wife.
There you go, using non-English words.
That's true.
Read my lips. How?
We are now going to break away for commercial while the Bickersons get at it here, and we'll be back in just a moment on our way to a $25,000 Emmy over there. Hello, everybody. And goodbye, everybody. We have no time for today. We're going to have to say so long. And I see an old friend standing over there that I sure do miss. Remember Scoy Mitchell used to be on Tattletales all the time? Hey, Scoy. Nice to see you. And nice to see you at home as well. I hope you will tune us in tomorrow. We'll all be back. Thank you so much. Bye, everybody. Bye, Housefly.